Hello, friends. Today we are going to be reading 1 Kings chapter 7. As always, before we get started, let's go ahead and pray over the word that we'll receive today. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this day that you've given us. We thank you for the people you've placed in our lives and for all the blessings that you've poured down in our lives. We pray, Lord, that as we seek to grow closer to you, that you would fill us with your knowledge, wisdom, and understanding, to be able to grasp the message you're about to receive, to be able to put this work into our own lives, and to be able to share this word with whoever needs to hear it. Holy Spirit, be breathed into us today, and help us to walk in your guidance and discernment throughout our day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. This first section is called Solomon's Other Buildings. But Solomon took 13 years to build his own house, so he finished all his house. He also built the house of the forest of Lebanon. Its length was 100 cubits, and its width 50 cubits, and its height 30 cubits, with four rows of cedar pillars and cedar beams on the pillars. And it was paneled with cedar above the beams that were on 45 pillars, 15 to a row. There were windows with beveled frames in three rows, and window was opposite window in three tiers. And all the doorways and doorposts had rectangular frames, and window was opposite window in three tiers. He also made the hall of pillars. Its length was 50 cubits, and its width 30 cubits. And in front of them was a portico with pillars, and a canopy was in front of them. Then he made a hall for the throne, the hall of judgment, where he might judge, and it was paneled with cedar from floor to ceiling. And the house where he dwelt had another court inside the hall, of like workmanship. Solomon also made a house like this hall for Pharaoh's daughter, whom he had taken as wife. All these were of costly stones cut to size, trimmed with saws, inside and out, from the foundation to the eaves, and also on the outside to the great court. The foundation was of costly stones, large stones, some 10 cubits and some 8 cubits. And above were costly stones, hewn to size in cedar wood. The great court was enclosed with three rows of hewn stones and a row of cedar beams. So were the inner courts of the house of the Lord and the vestibule of the temple. This next section is called Hiram the Craftsman. Now King Solomon sent and brought Hiram from Tyre. He was the son of a widow from the tribe of Naphtali, and his father was a man of Tyre, a bronze worker. He was filled with wisdom and understanding and skill in working with all kinds of bronze work. So he came to King Solomon and did all his work. This next section is called the Bronze Pillars for the Temple. And he cast two pillars of bronze, each one 18 cubits high, and a line of 12 cubits measured the circumference of each. Then he made two capitals of cast bronze to set on the tops of the pillars. The height of one capital was 5 cubits, and the height of the other capital was 5 cubits. He made a lattice network with the wreaths of chain work for the capitals which were on the top of the pillars, 7 chains for one capital and 7 for the other capital. So he made the pillars and 2 rows of pomegranates above the network all around to cover the capitals that were on top. And thus he did for the other capital. The capitals which were on top of the pillars in the hall were in the shape of lilies, 4 cubits. The capitals on the 2 pillars also had pomegranates above by the convex surface which was next to the network. And there were 200 such pomegranates in rows on each of the capitals all around. Then he set up the pillars by the vestibule and of the temple. He set up the pillar on the right and called its name Jachin. And he set on the pillar on the left and called its name Boaz. The tops of the pillars were in the shape of lilies, so the work of the pillars was finished. This next section is called the Sea and the Oxen. And he made the sea of cast bronze, 10 cubits from one brim to the other. It was completely round. Its height was 5 cubits. and a line of 30 cubits measured its circumference. Below its brim were ornamental buds encircling it all around, 10 to a cubit, all the way around the sea. The ornamental buds were cast in 2 rows when it was cast. It stood on 12 oxen, 3 looking toward the north, 3 looking toward the west, 3 looking toward the south, and 3 looking toward the east. The sea was set upon them, and all their back parts pointed inward. It was a handbreadth thick, and its brim was shaped like the brim of a cup, like a lily blossom. It contained 2,000 baths. This next section is called the cart and the lavers. He also made 10 carts of bronze. 4 cubits was the length of each cart, 4 cubits its width, and 3 cubits its height. And this was the design of the carts. They had panels, and the panels were between frames. On the panels that were between the frames were lions, oxen, and cherubim. And on the frames was a pedestal on top. Below, the lions and the oxen were wreaths of plated work. Every cart had 4 bronze wheels and axles of bronze, and its 4 feet had supports. Under the laver were supports of cast bronze beside each wreath. Its opening inside the crown at the top was 1 cubit in diameter, and the opening was round, shaped like a pedestal, 1.5 cubits in outside diameter. And also on the opening were engravings, but the panels were square, not round. Under the panels were the 4 wheels, and the axles of the wheels were joined to the cart. The height of a wheel was 1.5 cubits. The workmanship of the wheels was like the workmanship of a chariot wheel. Their axle pins, their rims, their spokes, and their hubs were all of cast bronze, and there were 4 supports at each of the 4 corners of the cart. Its supports were part of the cart itself. On the top of the cart, at the height of the half of a cubit, it was perfectly round. And on the top of the cart, its flanges and its panels were of the same casting. On the plates of its flanges and on its panels, he engraved cherubim, lions, and palm trees. Wherever there was a clear space on each, with all wreaths all around. Thus he made the 10 carts. All of them were of the same mold, 1 measure and 1 shape. Then he made 10 lavers of bronze. Each laver contained 40 baths, and each laver was 4 cubits. On each of the 10 carts was a laver, and he put 5 carts on the right side of the house, and 5 on the left side of the house. He set the sea on the right side of the house, toward the southeast. This next section is called Furnishings of the Temple. Hiram made the lavers and the shovels and the bowls. So Hiram finished doing all the work that he was to do for King Solomon, for the house of the Lord. The 2 pillars, the 2 bowl-shaped capitals that were on the top of the 2 pillars, the 2 networks covering the 2 bowl-shaped capitals, which were on top of the pillars, 400 pomegranates and for the 2 networks, 2 rows of pomegranates for each network to cover the 2 bowl-shaped capitals that were on top of the pillars. Then 10 carts and 10 lavers on the carts, 1 sea and 12 oxen under the sea, the pots, the shovels, and the bowls. All these articles which Hiram made for King Solomon for the house of the Lord were of burnished bronze. In the plain of Jordan, the king had them cast in clay molds between Succoth and Zaratan. And Solomon did not weigh all the articles because there were so many. The weight of the bronze was not determined. Thus Solomon had the furnishings made for the house of the Lord, the altar of gold, and the table of gold on which was the showbread, the lampstands of pure gold, 5 on the right side and 5 on the left, in front of the inner sanctuary, with the flowers and the lamps and the wick trimmers of gold, the basins, the trimmers, the bowls, the ladles, and the censers of pure gold, and the hinges of gold, both for the doors and for the inner room, the most holy place, and for the doors of the main halls of the temple. So all the work that King Solomon had done for the house of the Lord was finished, and Solomon brought in the things which his father David had dedicated, the silver and the gold and the furnishings. He put them in the treasuries of the house of the Lord. So that is the end of chapter 7. In this story, we can see how King Solomon worked really hard to build the most beautiful temple for the Lord. And he worked for 7 years to complete it. Isn't that funny? It's the number of completion. Well, then he decided to work 13 years to build his temple, which is his palace. And it was so great that they called it the Forest of Lebanon, I believe is what it was called. Showing that he wanted to establish an even more luxurious palace for himself. Okay, it was called the House of the Forest of Lebanon. So this just kind of reminded me of how our lives as Christians are. Like, God blesses us, and in that blessing, once he pulls us through all of the hardships that we faced, then we start devoting time to him and reading our Bible and chasing after his knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. And then when the blessings start to pour down, we get complacent. And then we start building up our own lives, our own treasures here on earth, instead of seeking God's treasure that will fill us with his knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. So it's always good to remember, just continue focusing on God. And when you see yourself that you are wanting more and more of this world, more money, more power, more fame, more material, just try and get yourself back into the Word of God and spend time with God and just let go of the wants and desires of this world. These are only temporary happiness, temporary moments of joy, and they will perish. They will all turn to dust eventually. I hope that this message reached whoever it needed to. I hope you guys enjoyed this message, and that's all the time that I have, so till next time.